Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, December 11th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes has moved. One of the largest SaaS dealers in the Upper Midwest is now in the Grand Cities Mall and ready to find you a pair of shoes that you will love. At Churchill Shoes, they measure both feet to make sure you're getting the proper fit. They carry men's and women's styles and offer free special orders when shoes aren't in stock and free in-town delivery. Churchill Shoes has operated in Grand Forks for over 65 years and over 75 years of shoe fitting experience on their staff and can cater to all of your footwear needs. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Call 701-772-8256 or online at churchillshoesnd.com. Next time you're in need of footwear, give us a try. Your feet will be glad you did. Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, our weather today, we do have some dense fog advisory until about 10 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny later on today. Going to be pretty windy out there, too. Our high today, right around 33 degrees. Well, the Minnesota Department of Health is reporting 179 flu-related hospitalizations in the state since October. Now, senior epidemiologist Melissa McMahon says it seems to be a more standard flu pattern this season. Cases are rising, but they aren't probably peaking just yet, McMahon said. They're still fairly on the low side. We tend to see flu peak just after the holidays. McMahon said now's a good time to get vaccinated with the holidays approaching. There have been 3 flu deaths so far in Minnesota this season. Well, City of Grand Forks issued a building permit to the Betty Engelsted Sioux Center for training improvements in the building. The permit lists the project at $390,000. The work will take place in the off-season and include renovations for sports medicine, including a fueling station for student athletes. The project is scheduled to be completed during the summer of 2024. Well, the City of Grand Forks requests for proposals notice is hereby given to the City of Grand Forks. They'll receive sealed bids for advanced metering infrastructure system and a water meter replacement request for proposals will be accepted by the city. Contact by the City of Grand Forks Water Department until 2 p.m. on January 24th. Now, further information can be obtained by contacting Dan Hansen by email at danhansen@grandforksgov.com or by visiting the city's website at grandforksgov.com. And a Jamestown woman escaped injury after driving in front of a train and getting hit. Crash happened near Spiritwood Saturday afternoon at around 4 o'clock. Highway Patrol says the 19-year-old driver failed to yield to the right-of-way and cross the railroad tracks. A BNSF train hit the rear driver's side of her car, causing it to spin out and come to a rest on the south side of the railroad tracks. She was not hurt. The crash remains under investigation. Well, you know what? For tires, work on your vehicle, and more, check out Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive. They are North Dakota's largest tire dealer. Family-owned for over 40 years, from big to small, Northwest Tire, they do it all. You know, you can find all the big-name brands there, Toyo, Nakian, Bridgestone, Firestone, all of them and more. Call 701-780-8473 to schedule your next appointment. Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, they're helping you get the perfect tires for whatever you drive. All right, finally in sports, Minnesota and Las Vegas played the lowest scoring NFL game in 16 years with Greg Joseph's 36-yard field goal with 1:57 left, giving the Vikes a 3-0 victory over the Raiders yesterday. Now, it was the first 3-0 game since Pittsburgh beat Miami on November 26th of 2007, the third in the past 40 years, and the seventh in the Super Bowl era. Joseph's kick ensured the game wouldn't end regulation scoreless for the first time since the New York Giants played host to Detroit Lions to a 0-0 tie on November 7th of 1943. UND Hockey lost twice this weekend, both overtime games to Colorado College. The NHL Minnesota Wild shut out the Seattle Kraken yesterday 3-0. Girls high school basketball tonight has East Grand Forks Sacred Heart in Plummer to play Red Lake County. That game is at 7:30. NBA Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the New Orleans Pelicans at 7. And finally, how about this? North Dakota State football coach Matt Entz announced yesterday he'll be resigning as head coach at the end of the season to accept another coaching position with the University of Southern California. Well, there you go. That's your morning update. Brought to you this morning by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks, who has a shared goal of raising about $1 million. You know, the team at Circle of Friends and their volunteers Well, if you've driven by, you'll see they are staying on site until they reach that goal. It's the $1 million lock-in. Volunteers and team members will be locked in and in tents in the parking lot until they reach that desperately needed goal, all right? Now, you can make a difference. Drop off a check or give it cofpets.com, or you can drop off food or supplies, too. You know, over 9,000 pets have come through the doors at Circle of Friends in the last 5 years without a single kill. Zero. Please help today. Call 701-775-3732 for more information. Well, Jamie Thompson with the Good Samaritan Society joins us at 11 o'clock today. They're going to tell us about the Coffee with a Cop that's happening this Thursday. Make sure to tune in and to find out more. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.